You know, the expectation of NCP that the American administration should push forward for implementation of CPA, especially and particularly that item which actually agreed upon between the two partners, the National Congress Party and SPLM, to achieve unity and not to secession, according to what is stated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the United States of America.
But, Dr. Opahed, the NCP agrees that people in the South can also choose to secede. So why is the NCP expecting that the country will be united? Because the Southerners say you have not treated them well.
You know, this is an option only for the citizens of the South. But the program should be promoted by NCP and by SPLM according to CPA, that they should stick and they should adhere to be committed for the item that already signed in the CPA, to work together up to the last moment for unity, and to leave that option for the citizens of the South, either to opt unity or to say that they want to. This is something else. But the clear clause that mentioned in the CPA by the two partners, that all of them, they should work for you.
So are you saying the SPLM and the NCP are so far not working together for the country's unity?
Yes, I think that, you know, a few days back or before some months, some of the SPLM leaders, they are not speaking for unity, but they are calling for secession, which against the CPA and against that agreement signed to partners and witnessed by the international and regional community.
What role do you think the U.S. can play in resolving this issue of concern to the NCP?
Yes, I think that what we need from United States of America, not to send negative messages to the citizens and to the people in the South, and not to say that the secession is inevitable. This is actually, it is a negative message, and it will affect actually the opinion of the Southern people. And this is not good, because it is against actually the CPA, which is clearly mentioning that all partners, SPLM and NCP, should work for unity. And I think that also the United States of America administration, when saying that secession is inevitable, they are saying something before its occurrence. And we don't know up to now the results of the referendum will be unity or secession. And I think that it's actually favorable and preferable for us and for the people of Sudan that all people of Sudan should be encouraged for unity and not for secession, because secession actually will result in a lot of negatives and a lot of trouble for both parts of Sudan.
I don't think the United States is wrong by saying that secession is inevitable, because recent polls show that people in the South will rather become independent than be united with the original Sudan. What do you say to that?
I think that actually this is agreement, and we should not intervene in the agreement and allow any external body to intervene between these two parties signing the CPA in the year 2005. We should actually help them. If the United States of America or any other country want to help the two partners, they should help them for carrying out the referendum and see that this referendum is free from any effect or any influence, from whether this influence is external or internal, and to grant that the referendum is transparent and to be observed from actually qualified observers and monitors. And this actually should be done by those who are in a position to facilitate and to assist Sudan government and to assist in the same time SPLM and NCP, but not to say that the result will be so and so, and if this result is not achieved, then penalties or sanctions will be applied or be implemented against the NCP or SPLM. This is actually not fair and not justified.